You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Georgette Vale, who's going to talk to us about Wyndham players. Hi, Georgette. Thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you?
I'm fine.
Can you tell me a little bit about Wyndham players and how you became involved?
Wyndham Players is, as far as we know, the first local amateur drama group to do audio description for visually impaired people. It's been done for quite some time in the professional theatres, and whilst I agree that it is a professional job, so is acting, so is directing, but we in the local drama scene do it and don't get paid for it. And we can do some pretty good jobs. In fact, many of the time people come to see our plays on in Wyndham Central Hall and they say, well, you could see that in the West End, which is nice to know. We're doing a good job. We're not getting paid for it. We're doing it for the love of it, which is what amateur means. So I've spent a long time working with visually impaired people as a rehab officer in those days. And I've also spent a lot of time as a volunteer with the talking newspapers. And in my spare time, I've always done drama, always. I've been secretary for many years. I do my bit for the local drama group.
How important is audio description for the inclusion of visually impaired people and why?
Quite often people who are visually impaired do come, but they're always missing out. It's that feeling of, why is everybody else laughing and I'm not? And you got to admit, that's horrible. Or there's this long silence where there's a lot of business going on stage. And the visually impaired person sitting there thinking, well, what's happening? I don't know. There has been, and I have done it myself, the whisper method, which basically means sitting next to them and whispering what's going on. But you can't really do that without annoying everybody else, which is fair enough. So I thought that perhaps we could do audio description for those people. Unfortunately, the first time that we prepared to do it, I got a rather nice part, the part of the housekeeper in Ladies in Lavender. And I thought, well, I'm not going to turn that down. But I did everything to set up the audio description, got someone else to actually do the audio description, arranged for the people to come and all of that. And it went down very well. That time we hired in the equipment, we did pay, I think it was £150 or something, and told that to buy it outright in 2019, it would have cost £1,500, bit out of budget. Then COVID hit and, well, we got back on our feet afterwards. And I thought, well, I'm going to have another go at this audio description. And we had a couple of plays that had gone well, so we had money to spend. And when I looked it up, I found that we could get exactly the same for £300. 10 sets of headphones that people would listen to and one microphone set.
What type of support can visually impaired people expect when they attend any of your productions?
For the visually impaired people, we offer sighted guide assistance from the local bus stop. It's only a minute away, but you wouldn't be able to find the little alleyway to go down if you didn't know. And because we've got the equipment, we could actually pretty much offer it every performance that we do, because the person that will actually be reading out or doing the audio describing will be there every night anyway, and they'll be helping out with front of house, and it's quite easy to get it sorted.
What advice would you give to other local theatre groups or drama groups in order to make their productions more accessible and to offer support for visually impaired people?
All that a local drama group needs to be able to do the audio description is the equipment. Not hard, not expensive. You need to have a means of being able to see on stage without annoying other people. That means that if you've got a sound booth that the technicians sit in, you're laughing. The audio describer can sit in the sound booth with the technicians. If you haven't got that, then you will need to have the audio describer sitting outside in the corridor, in which case you'll need a camera so that you can see on stage, see what's happening in real time. You need a person who has got good diction. You need a person who has got the ability to think on their feet in case something goes wrong. You've got to have someone who can have a bit of a gift of describing what's happening. But that's really not too difficult to think about. Local drama groups have got those extra people in abundance. The main problem that we found having people saying, yes, I'll do the audio description. So when I've been on stage, someone else has done the audio description. And they take it to heart and they think they've got the idea. They think they've got to describe every little minutiae, everything that goes on, everything that's happening. And they probably find that that's too much and they have to cut it down an awful lot. So you've got to get a bit of the trick of getting what's in, the description of the scenery, etc., before the curtain goes up. And then they will have been to several rehearsals, probably 3 or 4 rehearsals, to really know what's happening in the play so that they can get the right words in at the right time. Well, that's pretty much job done.
How can interested people contact Wyndham Players?
If anybody would like to contact me, if they're thinking of doing audio description, etc., I am extremely happy to help people do it in their theatre as well, or just give advice, etc. Wyndham Players has a good website, as long as you spell it correctly. So it's written Y Mondham, W-Y, M for mother, O, N for nowhere, D for delta, H-A-M. So it looks like it's Wymondham, but it's pronounced Wyndham. And as long as you've got that spelling right, you can Google Wyndham Players. And then there's a bit that says contact us. And then it comes through to me. Or you can email secretary@wyndhamplayers.org.uk. That's secretary@wyndhamplayers.org.uk. And obviously, if you're local to Wyndham, we'd love you to be on our list and come and see our performances. If you're not local to Wyndham, but would like your drama group to be able to do audio description, I'm very happy to advise them. I'll talk to anybody. I'll explain how it's done, give them advice over the phone. And if you're anywhere in East Anglia, I'll be quite happy to pop over and see you. If you're not in East Anglia, I'll talk to anybody.
Thanks, Georgette, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today.
You're more than welcome.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.